Picture this. You're walking down a trail on a misty southeast Alaska day, minding your own business, when suddenly you see the dark outline of a black bear. You might panic, sure, but biologist Ross Dorndorf with the state's Department of Fish and Game says it's a better idea to simply stop and assess the situation.
It wants to get from point A to point B, so do you. And you know, when that happens, when you first make contact with the bear, what you want to do is decide whether or not it knows you're there.
If the bear has not seen you, Dorndorf says to slowly begin to go another way, giving the bear a wide berth, and even more if it's a mother with cubs. On the other hand, if a bear has noticed you, U.S. Forest Service biologist Ben Limley says it's important to speak to the animal in a calm, firm voice. Giving it space is also important, says Dorndorf.
To give space, you want to stand your ground and talk calmly to that bear in a defensive situation. Hey, bear. Sorry, bear. And that kind of de-escalates the situation, both for the bear, we hope, and for yourself.
Ideally, the bear would lose interest in the situation and leave the area. If it doesn't, continue to stand your ground.
The bear starts coming at you again when you're making that slow backup. You want to stop again, stand your ground, and talk in a calm voice. And hopefully that'll diffuse things. If it doesn't, the worst case scenario is the bear comes at you.
That's when bear deterrent, like bear spray, could be used. Limley says they're typically most effective when the bear is about 30 feet away. But failing that, if a bear knocks you down, it might be time to play dead, says Dorndorf.
You would interlace your fingers, put them over the back of your neck to protect your neck, and you would fall to the ground and face down, stomach down to the ground, protecting your vital organs and splaying your feet slightly to ensure that you kind of stabilize yourself.
In some situations, like when a lone bear may perceive you as food, biologists recommend fighting back, focusing on the bear's face or muzzle. As for pets, Limley says dogs have been known to scare away bears, but it could cause more danger to you and your pet to allow them off-leash in bear territory. He says he keeps his own dog restrained while outdoors.
Personally, and as a wildlife biologist, I don't want to put the bear through that stressful situation as well, so I like to keep my animal leashed and with me, and I can help control the situation.
No matter what type of activity brings you outdoors this summer, biologists say it's best to stay bear aware. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.